Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Everybody,
good morning.
It's just what you wanted. It's the Bachelor update. We're going to do it next, right after Jason Aldean. Just give us a little tease, like how good was it, or were you mildly disappointed? Because last week was off the chart.
So last week, I will say, was better.
Whoa, it's going downhill.
But the cattiness is coming out of the ladies. There were pots and pans being hit during a one-on-one situation.
A little bit of fighting and everything like that.
Yeah, it's getting catty.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing, like, the spark in you. You know what I mean? Like I did last week. It's almost like you were like, here we go again.
Yeah, anytime the second hour starts and there's not much movement, there's no kissing, there's nothing exciting going on, I'm like,
kissing,
okay, what's going on?
There's nothing exciting going on. All right, we'll give you the details. We'll play some audio next of Melanie's recap of The Bachelor. This was week two, right?
Week two.
Oh, my God. Only 20 weeks left.
So many more weeks.
Oh, my God. It's 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK.
Yeah.
QYK.
It's still early.
What was that? I was thinking about Jason Aldean. A lot of people on social media were mad because he announced his tour yesterday and Tampa Bay gets the snub.
Oh, man, I know. I'm surprised he's not coming here.
No, but you still can see him in Tortuga. That's good enough.
He's got to drive to the other coast.
Drive over to Lauderdale Beach, Kenny Chesney, Tortuga, the whole thing.
It's worth it.
Sure. All right, Bachelor last night. We've got some audio here. Now, Melanie is totally addicted into The Bachelor and just all in all reality TV.
Yeah. Oh, the trashier the reality TV, the
better.
Gosh, it's such trash. I just like mindless entertainment where I don't have to think and then I feel better about my life.
I was going to say, is it because it makes you, like, because then you can turn it off and go, oh, now back to my normal life? Is that like your...
Yeah, and especially The Bachelor, I just like when my fiance walks in the room, I'm like, look how good you have it.
Yeah.
Look at these crazies.
Look how bad it could be. Like, look what could have happened to your life.
Yes, you could be with Lauren and Hannah.
All right, so set this up real quick. This is from last night, week two of The Bachelor.
Yeah, so Demi is the one that everybody is going to be talking about from last night's episode. And that's because I can't decide if I can't stand her or she's just really confident.
Hmm.
Because she interrupted when Colton was talking to somebody, as they often
do. Colton is the Bachelor.
Colton is the Bachelor. She interrupts him and then she is wearing a robe. She decides during this whole entire like group cocktail dinner thing to go and change into something more comfortable. And that's what this clip is of. She gets into a robe and then interrupts him talking to another girl.
All right, here it is.
Well, tell me more about your dating experience. You said good, bad.
Yeah, I mean, can I interrupt?
Yeah. How's it going?
Wearing a robe.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a hug. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
What is it? You weren't wearing this when I first walked in.
I know. I'm just trying to get you comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to get you comfortable.
Yes. So then she takes him away. They go upstairs.
I got to get on this show.
I'm interested.
I got to get on this show. I got to find a way to get on this show.
You're married.
No, you don't.
Wasn't one of the Bachelors at one point, didn't they find out that he was married or something like that?
No.
Or he was in a relationship and he wasn't supposed to be.
Yes, yes.
Way back in the day.
That did happen.
Why do I know that?
Why?
Interested to see what you guys think about this, because she then takes him upstairs, and the reason she's in a robe, she says, is because she wants him to know what it would be like on the regular in their real life.
Because that's what she'll be wearing.
Because she would be wearing that, and they'd be comfortable, and then she starts massaging his shoulders and stuff. And then she also said, by the way, that people who are 30, there was a girl who's 30 years old, and she goes, oh, the older woman... And I about wanted to choke her through my TV screen.
Because her 30 was old. So,
She kept calling her, the older women, the 30-year-olds.
But this show right now is all about creating separation. Like, you're just doing what you can do to get the attention. So she's playing the age thing. She obviously is playing the...
She's 23.
Wear the robe thing, which, whatever, that's going to work, probably.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
she's not making friends in the house, I will tell you that.
I ain't mad at her. She went to the robe thing week two. I mean, I think she's thinking. She's
coming on
her feet.
Too strong.
I'm a fan. I don't know. I'm a fan of her. I like her style.
She gives massages and she wears a robe and she's 23 and she's blonde. So, yeah, you're a fan.
Off to a good start.
Shocker.
All right. There's your updates for The Bachelor.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
So, Rascal Flatts, they decided they wanted to get in the restaurant business.
Well, yeah, they had started, I guess, building all of these restaurants. They had teamed up with a developer.
This is kind of becoming the new thing. Like, Jason Aldean's got a really successful one. Dierks Bentley has one. Florida Georgia Line, huge successful restaurant in Nashville. But Rascal Flatts decided to slam on the brakes.
Yeah. So they posted it up on their Instagram saying, it's not happening.
It's not happening. Yep. So if you wanted to eat, the reservations have been canceled. Kevin, what's going on with Rascal Flatts?
Well, they have Back to Life, their new song right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're out there. I mean, they're still touring, doing their thing. So
just feel like, remember late last year they canceled a ton of dates? Like, a ton of dates.
They did.
This isn't a good sign. They're canceling dates.
They're closing the restaurants.
Closing restaurants. They issued a whole entire statement on their Instagram saying, hey, Flatheads, you may have noticed our name was associated with a restaurant project. They had licensed it out, and they said, I know that you were looking forward to enjoying our themed restaurants, but we wanted to let you know this project is no longer happening.
All right. So bad news there. 86, the restaurant plans for Rascal Flatts. All right. This is really good news. Kane Brown, who just got married at the end of 2018. And man, his wife, I had no idea. This woman can sing.
I didn't know that either.
Like they were keeping that a secret. Listen to this. That's Kane and his wife.
Singing on a karaoke machine at home.
Yeah. They don't need some studio. They just grab a little karaoke machine.
She can sing.
She's got some talent.
She got some pipes.
All right, so what's the prediction? Are they going to come out with a song together?
They
have to now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is almost like the teaser.
I think so. Totally agree.
Beautiful voice. Would it be country is the question.
That is a good question. Would it be country? This girl's got some skills, and she could probably do pop music.
Yeah.
But Kane Brown, he's pretty much, he can do whatever he wants now.
Oh, they should do a song together. Gosh, she is such a good singer.
I'm very impressed by that, because I had no idea that she could sing. And as far as we know, we checked, she's not an artist. She hasn't done anything in the past. This was just them at the house chilling.
Yeah.
Man, if that's them at the house chilling, what happens when they get into a studio together?
Gonna be good.
They're gonna create a new group. They're gonna take it over. My goodness. All right. So Kane Brown and his wife, superstar.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. So, you know, we were talking like over the holidays. Man, I had some kind of funk. I don't know what it was. Melanie had this goofy, like, weird strain of strep throat that turned into scarlet fever.
I know. I still can't believe that.
Dude, you're resurrecting, like old diseases from the 1800s.
Yep, but I survived.
And you feel 100% better. Like,
yes,
you're good
oh
now.
My gosh. I'm done with all my antibiotics.
Doesn't it feel good to be healthy, like,
good.
After you're sick? Oh,
yes.
You just take it for granted.
Yes. When you're sick, you're like, am I ever going to be healthy again?
You
it's
can't
hard
imagine.
To remember what it felt like when you felt good.
Totally agree. And I got to tell you, like, I was feeling pretty good. And now I'm kind of like going back to, I don't know that I'm feeling great again. And then I'm thinking, my wife told me, sick, you probably had the flu and it can linger. Like, the flu can just keep lingering. I'm like, did I really have the flu? Maybe I did because I couldn't walk. I had a fever. It was really bad.
I don't know why you didn't go to the doctor. You were sick for weeks.
Well, my thing on the doctor is you go in there with what you got, obviously, but then you walk out with a bunch of other stuff. Of other people that were sitting in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a stretch.
No, you're in there with a bunch of sick people. They got a bunch of
but
crazy...
But they're going to give you an antibiotic so you don't get any
There's
of that.
No antibiotic for the flu. Thank you. Apology accepted. I did my WebMD research,
there's
man.
The flu
oh, really? You did WebMD? Oh, good.
This hypochondriac is all over it. So then I'm like, so I did not get a flu shot. And then I'm like, did I make a mistake? Did you get one?
No, I didn't get one. And
will you get one?
No.
We're right. It's not too late, they said, for this year. You can still get one.
I'm good.
Kevin, did you get one?
I didn't, but I want to get one. I need to get
you
one.
You do?
Of course.
You could roll into the Minute Clinic. It's $10.
I know.
It's easy to
no,
do.
No, it's not even that.
Yeah.
You can get covered.
I know that they say that if you get the flu vaccine, that it doesn't cause the flu. I know that that's a myth.
Apparently, it's impossible.
Right.
Right.
However, the last time I got the flu was right after I got a flu shot. Now, I'm not saying that there's a correlation. I'm just saying it didn't prevent me from getting the flu.
This is what's so crazy about the flu shot, right? Everyone's got their own unique story. Like, I can't find, like, 10 people that all say the same thing. I got the flu shot twice. Once, I was fine. Like, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
The next year, I got the flu shot. My God, I would have rather had the flu. Like, it was so bad. I know, but and that's the crazy thing. It's like, why was it different than the year before? Like, I can't get the same story. Like, it's so different. You know what I mean? It's so unique.
Yeah, I'm wondering if anybody out there has gotten the flu shot every single year. Maybe they get it at work. Because, you know, they have those mobile shot mobiles that come around.
Yeah, they'll just pull it. It's like a food truck, but it's a flu truck. Yeah.
Shoot you up with it. But I'm wondering if anybody has gotten them consistently every single year and then just never gotten the flu.
Yeah. And I know, look, we know that, like, nurses, you have to get them. So we get all that. But I'm just saying, like, somebody who's just like average Joe, just living their life, and then they get the flu shot every year and they've never gotten the flu. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you get the shot and you still got the flu like I did?
Right. Because then it's like, why would I ever get the shot again?
Right.
So I feel like I already had the flu. And then my wife's like, well, you need to go get a shot. I'm like, but I think I already had it. And she goes, but you don't know for sure.
Can you get it again back to back?
I don't think you can get the same strain again. Once you got it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Let's go with that.
I'm not a medical professional.
Yes, we are. Because we are talking ourselves into it, and that's all good. All right, 800-992-1099. Did you get the flu shot? Did you not? What do you think about it? Are you going to get it?
Should we go get it?
Should we get it?
At this point?
But give me a good reason why. I don't like people say, well, you should get it because I get it. Well, that's dumb. I mean, I see
it.
Yeah,
it tells us nothing.
I can't relate to that. You know what I mean? All right, we'll get to your calls and texts on the way. 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. So we're talking about the flu shot. You know something else, too? And I think it's some kind of like a syndrome. When you talk about, like, we're talking about the flu, I'm starting to feel sicker.
Oh, my gosh.
Sicker.
You are like, such a hypochondriac.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm starting to feel like I'm covered in flu.
You are fine. Mark, you're fine.
Can't get 100% healthy. Let's get to Ashley. Welcome to the show, Ashley. So, are you a believer in the flu shot?
No, and I won't get the flu shot. But I work for somebody who is a doctor in the ER. And she said she's never had the flu and she gets it every year because you can never predict what strain they're going to get. And she said the more you get it, the less chance you'll get the flu because you'll have
all of the strains,
I guess, in your body. Yeah.
Got it.
But
it's like a savings account for flu vaccines. Like, you just keep pumping your body up.
I guess so. I know I won't, because when I went back into the daycare setting about 6 years ago, I was sick for like 6 months straight, like every 3 weeks.
See?
So I was like, I'm not going to get it, and I haven't gotten it, and I've been fine.
Cool. Thanks, Ashley. Let's get to Michelle.
Hey.
What's going on, Michelle?
So I am a teacher, and I teach kindergarten. So these kids, you know, they can't keep their fingers out of their nose and mouth and things like that, right?
Yep.
I never get the flu shot. I've never done it. And here's why. Because every year, this flu shot is based upon the most common strand that has been found that year. So, I mean, there's, like you said, there's so many different strands that I'm like, well, you know, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. If, you know, this most common strand is the one that they're finding the most, then there's nothing to say that some tiny other mutation won't, you know, come across me anyway. I use a ton of hand sanitizer anyway, but I've never gotten it, and I've never gotten the flu shot, and I've never gotten the flu because, I don't know, I've had some weird experiences, and I've heard, of course, people saying that, you know, I get the flu shot, and then I get the flu right after, and like you guys said, it's impossible, but I've never gotten it because it's not guaranteed that you're not going to get the flu.
Yeah, somebody told me once it was like predicting weather, like they guess on what strain it's going to be. But
right,
it may or may not.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was last year, the year before, everyone who got the flu shot, it didn't protect you because they actually picked the wrong strain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a gambling thing. And, you know, I don't really. So, yeah, I don't gamble. So I don't get it. But
you probably just have a super strong immune system because you're around, like, kids with snot all over them all the time.
Yeah, you've conquered everything.
On you and, you know.
God.
Oh, I know. You wouldn't believe. Last week I saw something mysterious and black on the floor, and I should have known to not pick it up, but I did. And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a ball of Play-Doh. And it was poop, y'all.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Oh, the old is it chocolate or is it poop? Oh, man.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Well, thank you for being a teacher. We love teachers, and we applaud you.
Man.
Oh, thank you so much. I love listening to your guys' morning show. It always gets me like excited and amped for the day because you never know what's going to happen. It could be poop. It could
you
be,
know what?
Wait, yeah.
On to scoop poop.
It can Man. Only get crappier from here. So you know,
right? Thank you guys so much,
Michelle. Have a great one. All right.
Thank you. You guys too.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 GYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, on the way next, I'm going to tell you, so my kids have asked me to quit my job and start this new family business with them. With them, okay?
It's really cute that your kids want to work with you.
Right, it's adorable. Now, we have five kids, right? So one of them's one.
Gosh, you baby. Could start a corporation.
It'd be an S-Corp, that's exactly
Jeez.
Right. All right, and then we have a five-year-old, six-year-old, or no, I'm sorry, a six, a seven, and eight. They all just turned. And then 11. So they want me to quit, start a family business with them. I'm going to tell you what the family business is next. I even have audio. They did like a... They did like a pitch almost? They did like a pitch. They tried to sell me on this new family business we're going to do. We'll tell you next on QIK. It's Jimmy Allen, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so my kids are begging me. They started this over the holidays. You know, they're into this... They get on their iPads and they watch these YouTubers, these family YouTube shows. And they, you know, they do everything, these YouTube shows.
Yeah.
They're like, they'll unbox like gifts and like do product reviews or they'll just sing songs. Some of them just eat.
Some of them play that. What is the whipped cream in the face, pie and face
pie,
game?
Yeah.
Pie face.
Yeah, pie face game. They'll
Those
do that.
Those videos are funny.
I mean, it's like, it's so simple, but they get huge audiences and they make tons and tons
Massive.
Of money.
Massive.
This one, what is it, Ryan's Toy Review?
Oh, he's the biggest one on YouTube. All the kids watch him. He unboxes toys and then reviews them.
We're all clear.
Yes.
He opens toys, it tells you about them, and then plays with the toys. $22 million in 2018.
Here's my God.
Here's a little clip. This is Ryan playing with toys.
Welcome to Ryan Toy Review. All right, Jack, let's go on a ride and then let's go to nap time.
Nap time.
Now, for many of you that right now heard that and know that that young child makes $22 million and want to pull your car right off the bridge.
Seriously, stay on the Howard Franklin. Don't do it.
Stay on the bridge. It's okay.
Don't go off the Skyway.
It's not too late. So my kids are like, listen, we're going to be like a YouTube family thing and we're going to do YouTube videos and we're going to make millions of dollars. And I said, now it's very hard work, right? This is very hard work, believe it or not.
You've got to be consistent. You've got to edit videos. There's all sorts of stuff.
There's a lot of things. And then you have to, I mean, you're your own salesperson too. You got to call these companies. You got to line this up. I mean, it's a lot of work. So my kids are like, no, we're going to do it. And of course, that means I'm going to do it because, you know,
That's
they
right.
can only do so much.
Be a YouTube dad.
Now, then I thought, I'm not going to do it. Here's
it's like
why.
A reality series in itself.
No.
YouTube dads.
Well, I'll tell you in a second what I decided to do. But here was Austin and Trey. This was their idea. Their first YouTube video was going to be a fake laugh game that they came up with.
A fake laugh game? Okay.
I recorded it. Here's what it was going to sound like or what it will look like.
All right, Austin and Trey, you ready for your first YouTube bit?
The bit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the you guys want to do the fake laughing game?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Laugh fake. That's pretty good, Austin. I like that.
That was Austin.
Thank you.
All right, Trey, you ready? Go. Your face is crazy, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was pretty good.
All right, so that's our first bit, right, on YouTube. But then I thought about it. I said,
didn't hate that. It made me laugh.
I asked them where they came up with it. They said, there's another family, and they do this fake face and fake laugh game. And so they like that idea. That's what they wanted to start with. And then I'm thinking to myself, you really make $20 million doing that? Like, is that what it's about? Like, can you do that?
Fake laugh, $20 million? You got to get on this.
Now, and then I talked to my wife. And I said, you know what? The market is too compacted for, like, family YouTubers.
Saturated,
like, everybody's doing it. It's just everybody's doing it. I said, so we'll do a YouTube show, but we'll do it like from the parents' perspective, how crazy the kids drive us and how out of control our life is. So we started and we did it on Instagram. And we call it This Damn House.
This Damn House.
Because I walk around going, This Damn House. It's like one thing, and she does too. It's like, you know, you think you got everything under control, and then it just goes sideways.
Chaos.
And you just go, This Damn House. So now we post videos of like our chaos in the house, and now the kids are mad at us because it's like, it's about us.
You
it's
jacked not, their idea.
Right. No. So it's about their effects on us. So the kids are really mad at us.
Pretty good.
Because they're like, let's see the video. We see the video, and it's us just ranting about how crazy the kids make us and like how my wife hasn't slept in 3 days and she's trying to cook and the dogs are barking and peeing in the house and everybody's going crazy. And so now the kids are like, so this YouTube show isn't even about us. I'm like, sort of about you.
Kind of. But
not for you.
You're like, involved with it.
Right. Yeah.
You'll get
a little bit. So that's where we're at with the whole thing. But
so you're not letting them start their own YouTube channel, basically.
No, because that was going to be another job for me. But don't you like how I spun it? Like,
yeah,
don't you
but
like
this? You'd make a hell of a lot more money.
I know. You're probably right.
$20 million a year? I'm thinking this kid thing all wrong. Here, I thought I was going to lose money if I had a kid, but you're telling me I could start a YouTube channel?
Oh, you got to get going.
Be rich.
Yeah, you'll get going. You're still young. You got plenty of time. Yeah,
right.
You got to get going. Kevin, what are you waiting for, too, buddy? You got to get this thing cranking, buddy.
I got to find the right idea.
Kid makes $20 million for playing with his toys. It's crazy. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Someone just sent me a Facebook message. You can't have a kid's YouTube show and call it This Damn House. Well.
Oh, why? Because the word damn?
Yeah.
Oh. Said.
My idea's
put
over.
Put some asterisks in there.
It's over. All right. We got an easier way for you to make money than starting your own Instagram channel.
Yeah, it's way easier.
It's way easier, and it'll probably, like, these results are guaranteed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, more our speed.
Right.
It's kind of lazy. Just.
Right. Like, you actually have a real shot at this.
Yeah.
And if you win, you actually will get the money. It won't be like some YouTube pyramid thing.
Nope.
But it's called the Big Bill Payoff, and your chance at $1,000 on 99.5 QIK. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, you got to download the 99.5 QIK app, or you can go to the 99.5 QIK website. But $1,000?
Yeah, and not just that, but if you win the $1,000, you're also qualified for the grand prize, which is $10,000.
And those bills are starting rolling from the holidays.
Yeah.
Here we are in the middle of January.
Yep.
Like, it's time to start paying up, so big bill payoff.
And maybe you just take this and then you start your YouTube channel. You know, it takes some money.
Oh, you could reinvest it into your family.
Invest
like
in yourself.
Your new family YouTube show.
Into This Damn House.
You're into... Oh, that guy got so mad at me. He's like, you can't call it that. I'm like, but it's not about the kids.
Oh, I'm going to get texts from my mom, too. Will you stop cursing on the radio?
Oh, that's not a cuss word anymore. You have YouTube success. Like, you're big on YouTube. Like, you believe in it.
Not big. I'm not big
no,
on
but,
YouTube.
But you
yeah,
believe in, like,
yeah,
doing it
absolutely.
And stuff like that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. One of my videos, the most views I have is about 20,000.
That's so good.
Yeah, I try different workouts. I organize the house, and I just share it.
See, you and my wife are very similar. That's what she does. She does, like, the workouts and everything.
Are
and
you
she's...
scared about Melissa and I getting together? I feel like we're going to be close.
You guys could be related.
I know.
You have, like, this sisterly bond. Like, sometimes she'll be talking, and I'll be like, am I at work right now? And then sometimes I'll be here talking to you, and I'm like, am I at home right now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know where I am.
Be careful. It'll be the Morning Crew with Mel and Mel pretty soon.
Oh, God. No thanks. No thanks. Who's going to watch the kids?
You. And you guys are going to be, you're going to be doing
oh,
YouTube
I stay
dad
home?
Stuff.
Wait, I stay home and she, done, signed.
Yes.
I'm in. All right.
Yeah, but you got to be sober.
Chance.
Stay sober during the day.
That'll be tough. $1,000, 8 o'clock on 99.5 QIK. Hang on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. So Clemson won the national championship. This is football, Melanie. Okay. A couple weeks ago.
This is football. Thank you.
Well, I was just giving you a heads up because I know you're in full bachelor mode.
Yes. True.
So what happens is whoever wins the national championship college football game, they all go to the White House, right? The winning team.
Okay. I knew that.
Right. So they're going to the White House yesterday, but of course there's this government shutdown. And so there's no budget to serve the team food.
Oh, no.
Players, coaches, support staff. It's a large group of people. So President Trump had to foot the bill himself, and he went out. And this is him talking about, this was yesterday right before they arrived.
The Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. An unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions.
So the tab was $870 in McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and pizza.
That's a lot of food.
President Trump paid for it out of his own pocket so that, you know, the champions would have something to, well, yeah, but, you know, he pays for it and so that they would have something to eat. But the picture is hysterical of this big banquet room in the White House with quarter pounders, Wendy's chicken sandwiches.
It is great.
It's great. Pizza. And it's everywhere.
It sounds like a dream come true.
For college kids?
Yes.
Are you serious? Absolutely. I was like, this was like the best thing. Like whatever they were going to make, filet mignon, lobster, whatever. This was actually what the national champions wanted.
Yeah, and hopefully they're still hungover from all the celebrating.
Of course they are.
And that's just exactly what you want when you're hungover. A Big Mac, fries, pizza.
You know, for those kids, college kids, that's a dream week, right? You win the biggest football game ever in college.
Yep.
Okay. Then you get to go to the White House, and then you get this freaking buffet of fast food.
So good.
So
living
good.
Living the dream.
$800+ in fast food. Good work for them. It's 99.5 QIK. Kenny Chesney.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. So a couple weeks ago, we decided we're going to try to find the Girl Scout in Tampa Bay who had the best sales pitch for the cookies. It's Girl Scout cookie season.
It was like Shark Tank style.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Like they did the pitch and like, you know, tried to get you to buy. So we had dozens and dozens of people.
They were so good.
They were great. And like I really got excited about this because my daughter, Charlie, this is her first year selling Girl Scout cookies. She was like so into it. And I was like, dude, this Girl Scout cookie thing is like, it's so positive. Because it gives you that like entrepreneurial like spirit, you know, it like because it's all on you. I mean, obviously the parents help, but the tactics and like the thoughts
they've got to figure out how they're going to get these boxes sold. How is she doing, by the way? How's Charlie's sales or how are they?
Well, yesterday was the cutoff. That was it for,
for
her,
it?
Her brownie troop. Yeah.
Wow.
She was number one.
Was she? You buried the lead.
I wasn't
going to
say it unless you asked because I didn't want to do that. But by the way, though, a lot
that
of girls
awesome.
In her brownie troop did awesome. Like there was like tons of them. But I think she's like 140 some boxes or something like that. So
that's
first year,
amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. She's really excited. It's such a positive thing, I think, for those girls to do that, get involved with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Really cool. So we got a bunch of pitches. We're going to play you the winning pitch, and then we have her mom on. We'll bring her mom on right after you hear. This is the winning pitch. And then we'll put a link on the Morning Show Facebook page to where you can buy cookies from Ada. Here was her pitch.
Hi, guys. My name is Ada, and today we're going to learn about Girl Scouts cookies. Do you love cookies? Because I love cookies. My first year of cookie sales. It's a really big deal. Do you like cookies? I'm your girl, because I'm selling them. My goal is to sell 99 boxes. You can help me. So, now we're going to talk about the reason you may say no, because I have solutions.
It's just my favorite part of the pitch. She said, look,
solutions.
If you are even thinking about saying no, hang on a second.
Yep.
I've already solved your problem.
Yep.
Love
so
this.
Smart.
You don't live close by. It's okay. We ship. I know. You're on a diet. But you could freeze them. Or you could buy a box and send it to our shoulders. Our soldiers. Mm. God bless America. Oh, my mom says this all the time. Ada, we're out of money. Charge it. That's what I said.
Charge it.
Help me and buy some cookies for me. Thank you for your time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done.
Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Listen, we wanted to call and congratulate you because your daughter, Ada, is our Tampa Bay winner for Girl Scout. I guess we could say Girl Scout of the cookie season.
Woohoo! Thank you guys so much. She is going to be so excited. I already think she's famous.
That video.
Her pitch was so good. I mean, she was just so articulate. She was so, like, excited. You could just tell, like, she was all about this.
She was really excited. She was very, her favorite part of selling the cookies, though, is she said she had to taste all of the kinds before she sold them.
Yes.
So we went through boxes of cookies, and she's like, I don't know, can I have another cookie?
Well, yeah. You got to try the product before you can start moving it.
You have to know your product, right?
Exactly. Yes. And she would totally tell people, she's like, that is so good. You need that. And they would buy it, you know. I mean, they think for themselves. But definitely having a 7-year-old girl telling me that it was so delicious is very helpful.
Well, she was great. We got a lot of great feedback on Ada. So what we're going to do is we'll put the link to where you can buy from Ada. And then if you guys get any pop-up locations, let us know. We'll put it on the Morning Show Facebook page.
Yeah.
And so we want everyone, we just want to encourage everybody to purchase from Ada. And that'd be great to get her going, man, and just get her all excited.
Sell a bunch of boxes.
5,000 boxes. So,
whoa.
5,000?
Yeah, she's quite the little sales lady. But, yeah, so we'll post the link, and it'll take you, it'll say, have my cookies directly delivered or shipped to me. We're local in the Spring Hill area, but we don't mind, you know, delivering outside of there if need be. And then we'll definitely keep you updated in 2 weeks when we get to choose our cookie booth location.
Oh, thank you, Emily.
Emily,
and
you're the best.
Good luck to Ada selling those cookies.
Thank you. We'll keep you updated.
All right, we'll post that link on the Morning Show Facebook page. Man, her goal went from 99 to 5,000.
That's unreal.
Her mom, she's like, yeah, we don't mind delivering. I was like, you're going to deliver 5,000 boxes of cookies?
Jeez, goodness. It's a part-time job.
That's great, though. What a great story. And she was so excited. I love how she said, you don't have the money? No problem. Charge it.
That's what I tell myself at Target.
It's the only thing you could say. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. You believe in the secret, like the whole visualization, and like if you put something in the universe, it'll come true?
Absolutely.
You do?
Manifestation.
Like, you believe that? Really?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like 50-50 on it, but Katherine Schwarzenegger, this is pretty crazy. This is essentially what she did, right?
Right. So Katherine Schwarzenegger is now engaged to Chris Pratt.
Right, but she was on a show a year ago. It was like one of these like Hollywood showbiz shows.
Yeah.
And they were asking, like, what guy would you pick?
Out of all of the famous Chrises. Because there's so many hot Chris actors right now.
They named three Chrises, and she picks one. Listen to this.
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, or Chris Evans?
Chris Evans.
Actually, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's been looking good lately, so you never know.
That was a year ago.
Before they started dating.
I don't even know that they had met each other, because she just said he's looking hot lately.
Yep.
They're now engaged.
Yeah, they dated, I think, about 7 months, and then they got engaged.
What's the thought? Like, did he see that maybe and was like, like she picked me and maybe?
No way.
No?
He didn't see it.
I don't know. It's like his buddy.
It's just
like
a coincidence, but good thing she changed her answer.
How is that a coincidence? I know
she changed it from Chris Evans.
All right, speaking of Chris Evans.
That's my celebrity crush. Yes.
Like?
Oh, my gosh. He is my get-out-of-jail-free card.
Captain America?
Captain America!
What?
Yes.
Why? If you're going to have a crush on a superhero, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so I have a thing for Captain America, and my fiancé was aware of this. And 2 years ago, we were in Orlando. At the Contemporary Resort by Disney.
You're at a bar.
We were at a bar. Yep, we were at a bar in the resort. And we're sitting there just talking, and there was a guy that was sitting next to me with a ball cap on. He got up, left. I wasn't paying attention to him. And the bartender goes, you know who you're sitting next to, right? And I said, no, I haven't even been paying attention to that guy. What? Who is that? And he goes, you're sitting next to Captain America. And I go, oh, my God.
So
Chris Evans, my celebrity crush, has been sitting next to me.
Hold
I
on.
Lost it.
Do the oh, my God again. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so you didn't know. Your boyfriend at the time, now your fiancé, didn't know.
Well, because I was talking to Brian. I was talking to my fiancé. I wasn't paying attention to the guy next to me. Obviously, once he came back, I was like, holy crap, now, yes, that's Chris Evans.
Does Brian, your fiancé, at that point know that that's your celebrity crush?
Oh, yeah. He goes, are you freaking kidding
me? Hold on. So, but that boy, that's weird. Because usually you have a celebrity crush. You're never even close. You're never in the same city with these people.
You're sitting
at the same bar.
No, I never thought I would actually meet Captain
America.
So
does he want to leave?
So Brian, he goes, can we?
Does he want to leave?
Or did you forget that he was even there?
Yeah, fiance who? What?
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
No.
God.
He goes, after about 10 minutes, because all of a sudden my posture, I was kind of sitting up more.
Of course, of course.
Sucking in a little bit.
Sure.
And Brian goes, can we just go to another bar?
It's going
to
be awkward.
You're going to be awkward the whole entire time. And I was like, oh my God,
You didn't get a picture? You didn't...
No, I'm not weird. Like, I don't know. He was there for a wedding. He was in a wedding, actually. So he was just there with some buddies having a good time.
That was your moment. That was your chance.
I know.
You're never going to be at a bar again with that guy.
But it wasn't my chance because I was with my boyfriend. You know, it'd be my chance if we were both single. You know?
You're not married.
Well, what I'm saying...
Kevin!
Wow, look at Kevin!
All the people I would never...
Me too. I am stunned. That was my line.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, Kevin. My goodness.
Even Kevin agrees I should have just went for it with Captain America.
I mean, listen, you're only going to have one opportunity with Captain America.
Well, allow me to play the part of Kevin. You did the right thing, Melanie.
Yeah.
Great work.
Thanks,
Kevin. I'm very proud of you.
That's right.
Sure. QYK. Good work.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. Quick science here. There's a new survey out. It examines science. I love science, right? And it talks about the top five ways Americans waste time. The top five ways that we waste our time. And of course, I've always said, I mean, time is our most valuable commodity. It's more important than money. Because if you don't have time, you got nothing.
Right.
Like you're out, right?
Yeah.
All right. So number five, constantly checking your phone. Constantly checking your phone.
Guilty.
Yep. Number four, and there's not a lot you can do about this, sitting in traffic, especially here in Tampa Bay.
Oh.
My goodness.
And traffic is the worst.
It's so bad. And that probably parlays into constantly checking your phone, right? Because you're sitting in traffic and what else are you going to do?
Right.
You know? All right. Number three, watching TV.
Was my guess.
Really? I was actually surprised. Like, I don't watch TV anymore. I don't count Netflix as TV.
Well, I count that as TV.
Oh, okay. You do.
Because we don't even have cable. We cut the cord.
Everybody's cutting the cord. And
we just have Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah.
And I binged watch the tidying up thing last weekend. So I spent a lot of time just laying on my couch.
You're going to become like a maid. Like you're going to be so obsessed with cleaning.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No. Number two, using apps or games on your tablet. Yeah. I'm surprised the game market is so big. Like adults that just play games.
Yes.
Like mindless games on their iPads.
Yeah. My friend is still obsessed with Candy Crush. And then she also does Yahtzee or something on her phone all the time.
The number one way Americans waste time is obsessing about other people's social media.
Whoa.
And 50% of people polled say that they waste a significant amount of time looking at other people's social media. Think about that. Imagine
that's so depressing.
God, listen, I'm guilty. Like, I don't know. I know I don't spend 50% of my time.
No.
But there are days where I'll be going through and I'm like, God, why am I doing it? Like, this is so, like... I now know what everybody ate for dinner. I know what their plans are for the weekend, and I don't care.
And comparison is the thief of joy. They say that the more you compare yourself, the more miserable you're going to be. So just don't do it. 50%?
Yeah. Out of those five, I think you can do something about four of them. If you got to sit in traffic, you got to sit in traffic. What are you going to do?
Unless you
can buy a helicopter or
something. I was going to say, unless you win the lottery.
Right. That's about it. So those are the top five ways Americans waste time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.